ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ नमो Nasimham
Bhishanam Bhadram
Nasimham Bhishanam Bhadram भीषणं रुद्रं
मृत्युर्मृत्युर्नमाम्यहम्
मृत्युर्मृत्युर्नमाम्यहम्
जय नरसिंह श्री नरसिंह
जय नरसिंह श्री नरसिंह
जय श्री नरसिंह
जय श्री नरसिंह
प्रह्लादेश जय पद्म
प्रह्लादेश जय पद्म
पद्म भृंग
पद्म भृंग
Narasimhadev is very, very dear to almost all the devotees, and more particularly I have observed the devotees of ISKCON. And Narasimha Leela, as other Leelas of the Lord, are very, very captivating, very satisfying, and full of meaning, so much of emotions are involved in Narasimha Leela that we'll see actually. So there is everything, there is a thriller, there is nice pastime going on, and so much so that in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are various incarnations of God is described, but the most prominent incarnation which comes, the 10th canto is dedicated to Lord Shri Krishna, but the full canto, the 7th canto full, is dedicated to Lord Narasimhadev. The full, where the pastimes of Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj comes. So even Shukdev Goswami Maharaj gave so much of attention and importance to this Leela that the full canto is dedicated. Otherwise, in one canto we have 2-3 pastimes, 2-3 incarnations, they come and go. And as Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he always said that Lord Narasimhadev is our divine protector. And there are so many stories, we'll try to quote one or two. And any devotee I have seen in ISKCON, we start any work, immediately we sing Narasimha Arati. Like, I'll tell my example. As soon as I put the key in the car and start, Namaste Narasimhaya, it starts. We sit in the train while we go anywhere in India somewhere, Namaste Narasimhaya. We sit in the plane, the first thing we sing is Narasimha Arati. So that anywhere we go, and 3 times officially actually in the temples, they sing this Narasimha Arati. So this is very, very important. And also the first thing in ISKCON, at least, this is the observation of devotees, that a person learns is not any other arti but Narasimha Arati. Although it is in Sanskrit, very difficult actually even to comprehend, but there is a natural attraction towards Lord Narasimhadev that any small boy of any age, 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year, he comes, like Gaurang also, the first thing he learnt is Narasimha Arati. He will know Narasimha Arati, he will not know any other. Sometimes full Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not also known to child. But Narasimha Arati, somehow, this is some Lord's inconceivable arrangement that they learn. And this is the experience. And sometimes, many times, small children, they sing Narasimha Arati. And Lord Narasimhadev, devotees, they carry their bead bag with Lord Narasimhadev on it. Then there is a locket of Lord Narasimhadev. Then there is a bracelet of Lord Narasimhadev. Then there is Narasimha Dev oil, and there is Narasimha Dev kurta, t-shirt. Lord Narasimha Dev has big market in ISKCON. everything, every single thing, Lord Narasimha Dev is involved. So, and one time in Mayapur, we have very, very nice duty of Lord Narasimha Dev. So we have actually 3 temples, Have you been to Mayapur anytime by chance? So in Mayapur we have a very big altar of Sri Sri Radha Madhava with Ashtasakhis. So if you look, it looks like a 70 mm screen, big screen, where life-size deity of Radha Madhava is there. It is, I think, 7 foot, very, very huge, big deity. Immediately next there is another temple where huge 6-7 foot deity of Lord Narasimha Dev is there. And even Prahlad Maharaj is, I think, such a big size. Then we have another huge set of Lord Narasimhadev, very, very big. I think Panch Tattva, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's the deities are, and they are also very, very big life-size deities. So one time one devotee, one person who was actually studying, he somehow or other got connected to ISKCON and started going to Mayapur. And he was actually preaching his father, and his father was religious person, but he was not believing that, really. And then he used to tell that, why you are worshipping Lord Narasimhadev? you know, Lord Krishna is there, worship Krishna, you know, why Narasimhadev? You should not worship Narasimhadev. Meaning, he was saying that, well, what is the need? And this devotee wanted to explain so many things to him, but maybe, you know, he was not able to fully comprehend and, you know, tell his father that no, Narasimhadev is none other than Lord Krishna himself. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what happened one time, exactly on the day of Narasimha Chaturdashi, this happened that this devotee was in Mayapur, his father also came there, and as soon as he went in front of Lord Narasimhadev to offer obeisances, and he looked at the form of Lord Narasimhadev, he saw that the face of Narasimhadev turned into face of Madhav, Radha Madhav. Lord Krishna's exact face came there, and he got shocked. He said, what is this? And then from there, actually, you know, the temple is like this. Radha Madhav is here, Narasimhadev is here. So from there, he looked at Radha Madhav, and Madhav's face got converted into Narasimhadev. And at that time, he understood that, yes, there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Narasimhadev. He fell full flat, sashtang dandavat, and, you know, he was asking so much of forgiveness that, Lord, please forgive that I, you know, did mistake, you know, not understanding properly in truth that what is the situation. So, you know, there are indeed, you know, various story even in Mayapur also, when this deity was supposed to be carved, when Prabhuji went to Sthapati in South India, and when he gave description that how he wants this Lord Narasimhadev's form, because that Narasimhadev is actually standing on his lotus feet, his feet are bent, and he is in this form, as if, you know, immediately just out of pillar he is coming to jump. And he said that this form I cannot make, because this is form of Ugra Narasimha, and if I make this form, everything will be destroyed, and this form requires a solid devotion and worship. Otherwise, you know, you cannot actually worship this form. Then he was insisting so much. Then in the dream of Guru of this Sthapati, Lord came and told, no, for this devotee, ISKCON, you can make this deity. And this, like, you know, even stone from which this deity is to be made has to be a live stone. And how do we know whether a stone is alive or not? There is a small bug. If that bug passes through the whole stone at one stretch, then it is considered that that stone is a live stone. So, you know, so what happened that this Sthapati, he made this deity, and this deity was actually in Mayapur in a small hut, you know, jhopdi, lakdi ka wo jo hota na, there is, a, you know, with a wooden, some, you know, small patti, that hut is made, and unfortunately, what happens, he had actually closed the eyes of Lord Narasimhadev, but somehow it gets opened, and then the whole, you know, the hut actually starts burning, and then there is a rain, but the rain is everywhere in Mayapur, but, you know, 1 kilometer radius or something, there is no rain, you know, Lord Narasimhadev. So that Sthapati calls that devotee in ISKCON and tells that, please take away this, you know, deity from here, otherwise, you know, I will be ruined. So then, you know, they take, and then at one time, Octroy, they create some problem, and then they say that, what do you have actually? He said, no, we have actually deity. So they wanted to actually take Octroy from that also, but as soon as that Octroy guy sees the form of Lord Narasimhadev, he says, okay, you can go. So, you know, Lord Narasimhadev is so powerful, and at one time, Russia, when the preaching started, it was a communist country, and so much of atrocities were created to Russian devotees that they were beaten severely, and so much so that some devotees actually died, you know, in jail. It was so much atrocities, you know, given to them, but they were actually very, very dedicated and devoted. So in the jail also, there were association of devotees. So some devotees, they will do aarti in jail also, and they will actually get up early in the morning at 4 o'clock, and 4:30, 5 o'clock, they will start their Mangalarti. So Mangalarti will start with, you know, Guru Ashtakam, and one devotee will look at the wall as if, you know, there is a form of the Lord there. He will do his pranam, then he will do like this, meaning, you know, he is actually blowing the shank, and some devotee will do like this, you know, chamar and all this thing, and they will do aarti. And because they were getting up so much early in the morning, this, you know, police department, they were very, very much disturbed that, you know, what you are doing actually, what you are creating, and doing something in the name of God was something which was very, very, you know, it was like a sin. They could not tolerate. So they actually threatened them many, many times that if you don't stop, you know, we will actually, you know, do severe punishment for you. But they will actually not listen to them, and they will go ahead with their agenda. One time what happened, it became so much for them that one time they decided that actually we have to do something. So they brought some huge dog. There is a, I don't know which species of dog, but these dogs were so huge that even at looking at the dog, you will not know actually whether they are dog, horse, donkey or SS. You know, somebody, it was so big, powerful dog, and they are very much trained actually. So, you know, they come early in the morning, but by the time they come, Guru Ashtakam is over and Narsimha Arati is going on. That time, you know, that is the time for doing Narsimha Arati, and they tell them that stop this, because if you don't stop, then we will release these dogs on you, and you know, they will actually just in seconds they will kill you like anything. But they had so much of faith in Lord Narsimha Dev that they started actually doing Arati loudly. They started chanting more loudly, and they were chanting Namaste Narsimha and all this thing, and this people actually, they released the dog. And when they released the dog, suddenly, you know, something very strange happened, that these dogs came out, and instead of jumping or pouncing on the devotees, they actually started fighting among themselves. So there were few dogs, they were actually biting each other's, you know, ears, and you know, and this policeman, they actually were so afraid. They said, oh, they are actually trained dogs, and they are fighting like this. If I don't control, then you know, they will actually kill us. So some backup was called, you know, some more force was called, you know, to put them back, and they went away. So it is said that what a dog can do when Narsimha Arati is going on. Even materially speaking, what can a dog do in front of a transcendental lion? He cannot do anything actually. So it is, this is such a power of Lord Narsimha Dev. And like, you know, when the leela of Narsimha Dev is that he always protected Prahlad Maharaj. You know, whatever be the situation, we will not go in detail, but we know that, you know, so much of atrocities what was created on Prahlad Maharaj, that you know, he was threw out of mountain, you know, he was burnt, given poison, so many things. But at each and every step, you know, Prahlad was remembering Lord Narsimha Dev, Vishnu, Krishna, and you know, he was totally protected. Indeed, at one point of time when he was threw from the mountain cliff, he was actually holding like this. And acharyas give commentary that why actually he was doing like this. Because he was not afraid that I will fall and I will be crushed into pieces. But he was thinking that in my heart is Lord Krishna, Lord Narsimha Dev, Lord Vishnu. So I should protect him. Now he was holding like this. So this is what, you know, is Prahlad Maharaj and his glories. Indeed, when Prahlad was sent to the school of Shand and Amarak, you know, like it was Shand and Amarak Mahavishwavidyalaya. So they were teaching him Asuric mathematics. And what is Asuric mathematics? They will teach like this. Suppose Lord Indra is going with 5 demigods. If we kill 2 of them, how many will remain? This is the kind of mathematics, you know, he was taught. That, you know, like this. But anyway, Prahlad had so much of faith, and even though Lord Brahma gave the full LIC policy, you know, to Narsimha Dev. Indeed, this LIC policy concept came from that only. That he wanted to protect himself, not outside, inside, upper, niche, here, there, no water, no stone, no, this will not kill me, this. Everything he put, and he made a comprehensive insurance policy. You know, but this comprehensive insurance policy was also destroyed, you know, by the favor of Lord Narsimha Dev. And he immediately came out when he told that whether in this stump, whether in this pillar, Lord is there. And he immediately came out. And Shukdev Goswami Maharaj makes very, very nice point. He says that Lord Narsimha came out just for one reason, to protect the word of his 2 devotees. Who are these 2 devotees? Hiranyaksha. Anyway, Hiranyaksha was not there at that time. He was already finished by Varaha. Hiranyakashipu also not. No, he came actually to protect Brahma. One was Lord Prahlad, one was Prahlad Maharaj, another was Brahma, because Brahma gave so many benedictions to, so he protected all the benedictions, and he protected Prahlad also. Now this is the glory of Lord Narsimha Dev. So he kept and you know, the Lord actually satisfied the desire of all the devotees. Like in Vrindavan, one incident happened, that there was very nice, one of the 6 Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he had actually one Shaligram Shila. He was a worshipper of Shaligram Shila. And this Shaligram Shila was, you know, also from the desire of the Lord. It came to him when he went to Nepal to take bath in Gandaki River. He put his Kamandalu inside and one Shila came inside. So he actually put Shila back into the river, again put Kamandalu, again that Shila came out. Came inside. Again he put. He did 3-4 times. Then he understood, I think the Lord wants to come to me. Let me, you know, worship. So he took that Shaligram Shila, it was known as Damodar Shila, and that Damodar Shila he used to worship. And exactly when, you know, this Narasimha Leela happened, that time, in that night of Narasimha Chaturdashi, he was actually thinking, he was saying that Lord Narasimhadev is so kind, so merciful and so compassionate that he can actually come out of a pillar. And then he told that if Lord Narasimhadev can come out of a pillar, why not my Krishna come out from this Shaligram Shila? And thinking like this, he actually went to sleep. And, you know, he's there. And then he went in the morning to take, you know, to finish his normal duties. And after taking bath, when he was coming, and you know, he used to actually make Shaligram Shila sleep, and he will cover him also with one, you know, kerchief. So as soon as he removed kerchief, he saw a beautiful form of Radha Ramana. You know, it was a Lord Krishna manifested, and this deity of Radha Ramana is still there in Vrindavan. This is exactly 6-inch deity, very, very small, this size, 6-inch deities. And it is said that there are three temple, prominent temple, meaning, you know, one of these three temple, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindev and Radha Gopinath. So Radha Madan Mohan's feet is exactly like Krishna's lotus feet. Radha Govind's middle part, chest, is exactly like Krishna. And Radha Gopinath's face is exactly like Lord Krishna. But this form of Radha Raman, the deity, is his feet are like Madan Mohan, his waist are like Govinda, and his face is like Gopinath. So he is exact form of Lord Krishna. So, you know, this is what Lord Krishna and, you know, his devotees' pastimes are there. So anyway, Lord, you know, there is so much, actually, you know, we can go on speaking, and there is, you know, time is not always sufficient, actually. But anyway, Lord Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki. So we will just, you know, try to speak on this auspicious month of Kartik. This Kartik month is considered as very, very, you know, glorious, very important. It is said that the best yuga of all the four yugas are Satyuga. Is Satyuga. The best Shastra is Vedas. The best purifier in the world is Mother Ganges. The best plant is Tulsi. So the best month is Damodar month. So there are 12 months, and there are 12 Adhishthata Dev of this 12 month, and the Adhishthata, you know, Ishwar Dev of this month is Damodar. And since in this Damodar Leela also happened, Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna, so we sing the glories of Lord Damodar. But this month actually many, many auspicious activities happened. The first is, like, you know, Lord Ramchandra ji, he killed Ravan. After killing the Ravan, when he came back to Ayodhya, it was in this month, this day of Deepavali, and the whole Ayodhya was lit up with lamps. So this Diwali happened in this time, Damodar Leela happened. Lord Krishna killed Bhamasur or Narakasur. Then people do Lakshmi Puja also in this month. You know, in Bombay they do Chopra Puja. Chopra Puja means, you know, they worship book, financial accounts and all this thing. Sometimes only devotees they quote and say that, you know, the only sad thing which we find is people worship Lakshmi without Narayan. That is the only, otherwise, you know, there is no problem. But worshipping Lakshmi without Narayan is actually not, you know, the proper way of worshipping, because Lakshmi, her nature is, she is chanchala, you know, she is flickering in nature. She doesn't stay, she stays only at one place, and she stays at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, massaging his feet. So, you know, we see that Lakshmi Devi is there actually, and she likes that. And also Govardhan Puja, the very famous pastime in Vrindavan, happened on in this month, where, you know, Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan Parvat. Also Gopashtami, when Krishna was herding the small calves, he was given in charge of the cows of Nand Maharaj. That happened in this month. So there are various, you know, pastimes and the leelas which happened in this month, and all these leelas are very, very important and auspicious, and therefore this month is particularly liked by Lord Krishna. And this is also considered as Radharani's month. Radharani likes this month very, very. Also the Radharani's beautiful pond, which is known as Radhakund, appeared on, you know, on this month. So it is said that if we do bhakti, particularly in this month, Lord Krishna is very happy. Indeed, he is happy whenever we do bhakti. But this is, you know, because this month is, you know, packed with so much of auspiciousness, that anything done in this month has a multifold effect. You know, if we do little, we get huge benefit. You know, the benefits are like ocean. Also, it is said that the same way, if any wrong is done in this month, the damage is very huge. You know, if we do anything wrong, then it is, the repercussion is very, very high. So why not do, you know, good things actually. So this month is also considered as a sale. Sale means, you know, it's like a shopping festival. What happens in shopping festival? the costliest items become very cheap. They sell it, okay, leakage up. So like this, whatever we do, Krishna becomes very, very pleased. Krishna indeed awards bhakti. Now bhakti is very difficult. Krishna can give mukti easily, bhakti he doesn't give. But he said that this is such a, that you know, small investment and big return. Now we just offer one small lamp, ghee lamp, you know, which contains a small portion of ghee, and the Lord becomes so happy. And there is no gift better than the gift of offering ghee lamp to Lord Krishna. And there are many examples given in the Shastra, like in Padma Purana there is one story where one time in one temple there was ghee lamp was burning in front of the Lord, and there was one mouse, you know, small rat which was there inside the temple premises, and he came to eat, you know, when the lamp was getting switched off. He came to eat that wick, batti. So as soon as he came, it was actually not totally finished, and the mouse had, you know, hairs on his mouth. So one hair actually got burnt in that, and you know, he just exhaled some air from his mouth, and again the lamp lit up actually. That, you know, wick then started burning, and since it was in his mouth, the rat actually got totally burnt off. And because of the burning sensation, he started dancing, and he died. But when he died, he actually immediately assumed 400 form of Lord Vishnu and went back to Vaikuntha. So they said that Lord is so merciful, so compassionate, so kind, so that, you know, he is known as Bhakta Vatsal. And what is the meaning of Bhakta Vatsal? This word Vatsal comes from one word Vats, and Vats means calf. You know, Vats, the literal meaning of Vats is small baby, or it is you know, synonymous for calf. That calf is so much protected by cow, and cow loves calf like anything actually. So similarly, Lord loves his devotees like anything, and devotees also love Lord like anything. You know, there is a super relationship between both of them, and whatever Lord wants to do, he does through his devotees. And therefore, like for example, even Bhagavad Gita, you know, Lord wanted to impart this knowledge to the whole world. This knowledge was given through Arjuna. You know, he used Arjuna. And therefore Shankaracharya in Gita Mahatmya, he writes very, very nice shloka. He says, Sarvo Upanishad Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Partho Vats Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. He says that all our scriptures, Vedas, Puran, Shastra, all, everything is considered as a cow. And the essence of the cow is milk. So he said that to milk a cow, you require a milkman. And who is the milkman? Lord Krishna. Dogdha, Gopala Nandana. Dogdha means the milkman is Gopala Nandana. And once you want to take milk from the cow, you first have to release the calf. Then only, you know, the cow releases the milk, otherwise the milk will not come out. It is said that Partho Vats, so Arjuna is used as Vats, as a calf, to milk this cow of Vedic literature. And whatever essence, the milk, the Amrit, Gita, Amrit, which is coming out, you know, Krishna is distributing to all the devotees. So such a, you know, glory of the Lord is there. And therefore he tells Arjuna that, Arjuna, you please make announcement that my bhakta never perishes, my devotee never perishes. He said, Kaunte prati jani hi name bhakta panashati. Because he says that people, they know that I am actually not sticking to my vows. I take one vow, then I leave it actually. But my devotees, if they take vow, I will always protect. So such a, you know, compassionate and kind the Lord is. And in this month, this beautiful Leela, Damodar Leela happened. So very, very quickly, in maybe 5 minutes, we'll just describe what happened. That Lord Krishna, he is very smart, and being son of a king, you know, he has an upper hand in the whole village. So he has his team of, you know, people, his gang, and with his gang he will go at each and every house to steal the butter and, you know, milk and all this thing he will do. So all the gopis, they will come to Mother Yashoda and complain that, you know, your son is like this, he is actually stealing our butter, he is doing so much of mischief and all these things. So Mother Yashoda one time tells Lala, she says that, Are Lala, you know, am I not feeding you proper butter, milk, curd, yogurt, all these things? Why you are going and stealing actually? To main tumko nahi deti hu kya? And Lord Krishna said that main ghar pe baith ke nahi khana chahta, kama ke khana chahta. I don't want to, you know, just sit in the home and eat. I want, you know, something that I should do. But mother gets confused. She says, what is this? And she says that Lord Nanda Maharaj, he was actually king of Gokul that time. And he had 9 lakh cows. And all these 9 lakh cows were fed nice grass. very, very, you know, scented grass. So from the milk of this 1 lakh cows was fed to 10,000 cows, 1 lakh cows, then to 10,000 cows, 1,000 cows, 100, and like that. So the special milk of special cows, which were known as Padmagandha cows, were used for Krishna. So mother will use this milk to make sweets and all these things. So one time she is actually making sweets and she puts this milk on the stove, you know, to boil. And at that time Krishna is sleeping, he comes to mother and says that I want to, you know, do breast feeding. I want your milk. And then mother Yashoda takes the baby Krishna on her lap and, you know, she feeds. And what happens that this milk, he thinks that, oh, what is this going on? If Krishna, Lala, if he drinks the milk of mother Yashoda, then what will happen to me? You know, my life is gone. You know, without, you know, my being used in Krishna's service, my life is useless. So what should I do? I should commit suicide. So the milk tries to commit suicide. And what is the method of committing suicide by milk? It actually boils over, you know, comes out. And as soon as mother Yashoda hears this voice of milk coming out, immediately she keeps Krishna down, runs to save the milk. And this Krishna actually becomes very, very angry that how come Maya has actually left me just for a milk. But what is the intention of mother Yashoda? That this milk is not ordinary milk, this is a special milk meant for Lala. And this is the intention of mother Yashoda, that anything she will do best for Krishna. The intention is that whatever is best is given to Krishna, whatever is best is given to the God, and, you know, then we use it actually. But sometimes the mentality of generally, you know, all the people in the world is that whatever is best is for me, you know, rest is for Krishna. And there is a saying that do whatever you can do, do your best, leave rest on Krishna. You know, actually it should be other way around. You know, Krishna does the best, the rest is done by us. You know, he actually selects. So if somebody comes for donation or something, we give, you know, the worst thing to them. You know, even chapati, the oldest chapati we will give to the bhikari. Okay, you take it, this. So like that, you know, is the mentality. But the mentality of mother Yashoda is, no, the best thing should be given to Kanhaiya. And Krishna becomes very angry, picks up a stone, breaks that pot, and, you know, then runs away with all the butter and all this thing. And he is actually going out and feeding this butter to all his friends and monkeys. And with his hand, you know, he is actually feeding this butter to monkeys. And it is said that the Lord, why he is feeding these monkeys the butter from his hand? Because these monkeys are not ordinary. These monkeys are very, very special monkeys. Because these monkeys have helped Lord Ramchandra in his previous Leela, you know, when he wanted to kill Ravan. So they actually, you know, did so much to Lord Ramchandra that Lord Ramchandra became so grateful to him. And it is said that Lord Ramchandra, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he was such a big, you know, king. And the you know, like, you know, whatever problem happens, they go to Brahma, Brahma goes to Shiva, they all go to Vishnu ultimately. And, you know, Lord Ramchandra. So it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think Uddhav ji says, he says about Lord Ramchandra, how much, you know, the powerful personality this Ramchandra is. He says, Kim chitram achyut tavaita dashesh bandho dasheshu ananya sharaneshu yadatma satmakam yo rochayat sah mrgay swayam ishwaranam shrimad kirit tat pidida pad peetha. He says that kim chitram achyut tatheva ashesh bandho. He said that who can be so compassionate as Lord Ramchandra? Why? Because Lord Ramchandra, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the demigods, you know, they keep the helmet, you know, their mukut at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. And, you know, they come and they offer their obeisances, you know, whether it is Chandra, Indra, or Lord Brahma, or anyone actually, they come and surrender to Lord Ramchandra. And what he is doing, he is actually roaming with these monkeys. Why? Because Dasheshu Ananya Sharanesu Yadatma Satmakam. He says that anyone who tells Lord Ramchandra that I am yours, I am your das, I am your devotee, he does not see any qualification. Even when Vibhishan came, there were many soldiers who told that no, he is actually the brother of Ravan, you should not accept him. But he said, no, he has come in my shelter, I will accept whatever it is. For this, if I die, I will accept. And such is Lord Ramchandra. And he says that saha rochit saha mrgay swayam ishwaranam. He is the swayam ishwar. But what he is doing, he is roaming with monkey, you know, and he is actually, so it is said that any powerful personality of this world, you know, being a CEO of some big company, or being, you know, a king of some country or sheikh, you know, will he do like this? A person who is very, very powerful, will he roam around with some monkeys? For example, if Sheikh, you know, he has a meeting here in Emirates Palace with all the big, you know, delegates are coming with tie, coat and all this thing, and he goes with one monkey, you know, in his hand, and everyone sees, what is this? You know, who is he? He says, he is my associate. What he will do? He will give me consultancy. You know, so you say, okay, you know, contract cancelled, let us go. You know, he is actually, you know, he doesn't understand what he is doing. So nobody will accept it. But Lord Ramchandra, he is taking consultancy from monkeys. He is asking Hanumanji, okay, where should we search Sita now? Okay, how should we kill Ravan? How should we make this bridge? And so much actually suggestion, and they are giving suggestion, and he is asking. So these monkeys have helped Lord Ramchandra like anything. So he was so grateful that he wanted to actually give something to them. But in this Leela, Lord Ramchandra said that I don't have proper facilities actually. You know, so you be satisfied with Kandamool, whatever it is, you know, in the fruits and roots. But in the next Leela, you please come. I will feed you like anything. So thinking that, you know, Lord Ramchandra will feed butter to these monkeys, and say, okay, you know, you just have it. And sometimes when gopis will complain, you know, and Krishna will say, because he will feed so much butter to monkeys that they after a certain extent they cannot take it, so they will vomit it out. And the Krishna will say that your makhan is so third class, even monkeys are not eating. What you are complaining? So, you know, this is what Lord is doing actually. So anyway, he is feeding the butter to the monkeys, and Maya comes from behind, and as soon as she comes, Bandar, you know, informs Krishna that, you know, Maya has come, and he runs, Mother Yashoda runs. So, you know, there is a running around going on. Krishna is running and Mother Yashoda is running, and ultimately, you know, Krishna, your Mother Yashoda catches Krishna, and then she says that actually you are giving so much of trouble to me, let me bind you actually. So she goes, and because he has taken the help of this mortar, you know, where he stood up and took the butter from up, she binds Lord Krishna. But you know, amazing thing happens that whenever she is trying to bind, the rope actually becomes two fingers too short, and she is not able to understand what is this. She thinks that, you know, Krishna's belly is so small actually, he is just 3-4 years, and why he is not able to, you know, being bound. And then she took another rope, ties again two fingers too short, third rope again two fingers short. So like this, she uses all the ropes actually, which is whatever is there in her house, and it becomes a Raupya Mahotsav, like, you know, the festival of ropes. So many ropes are coming, and all the gopis are watching this Leela, and they are laughing that, you know, what is happening. And finally, Krishna sees that Mother Yashoda is doing so much of parishram, you know. So seeing this, he says, okay, you know, let me get mine. So our acharyas, they give this commentary that what this two finger short represents actually. This two finger short represents two things. Number one, it is a devotee's endeavor, our own endeavor, you know, a person's endeavor to advance in devotional service. And the second finger is Lord's mercy. If we endeavor ourselves to go near the God, definitely will God, you know, come to us. As the saying goes, that God helps those who help themselves. You know, we cannot expect. Because Krishna very, very clearly he says in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tadeva vajamyaham, mama vartmanu vartante, manushya partha sarvasa. He says that as one approaches me, I reciprocate. So, like, you know, Kamsa, he was approaching Krishna in enmity form, although he was actually remembering Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto mam, he was doing. He was remembering Krishna 24 hours a day, but not favorably. So Krishna disposed, you know, whatever form you want. Mother Yashoda was, you know, wanted to be a mother, Krishna reciprocated. So with everyone, every single jiva, Lord Krishna reciprocates, you know, accordingly, whatever is our desire. So then, you know, he gets bound by Mother Yashoda, and then Mother Yashoda goes inside to do her household work, and Krishna does another Leela. He actually passes through this courtyard, and there are two big huge Yamalarjun tree. So he goes, and this mortar actually gets stuck in the tree, and he just pushes like this, and these two big trees, which are like a short tree, big tree, falls, crashes into earth, and two beautiful effulgent personalities, they come out. They offer their obeisances to Lord Krishna, and they are Nalkuber and Manigrave, the sons of the treasurer of devatas, Kuber. They are son of Kuber. So they were actually, because they had so much of riches, and the riches of this world actually bewilders mind. You know, a person who is very, meaning, you know, who has not so much of opulence, he is very humble actually. But a person who has too much of wealth, he is very much puffed up. So they, being, you know, so wealthy, they become so puffed up that they go to Mandakini Ganga, they bathe there nakedly with naked girls. So one time Narad Muni is passing by, so seeing Narad Muni, the girls cover themselves, but they are so intoxicated that they don't care for it. And Narad Muni then curses them, saying that, oh, you want to remain naked? Okay, go become tree. And they come to their senses and ask forgiveness from Narad. And Sadhu is very compassionate. He actually forgives. So Narad Muni says, okay, you will become tree because I have told you, but you will become tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And you will meet Lord Krishna face to face and then you will come back. So this is, you know, even the curse of a sadhu is a blessing. There's a blessing in disguise. You know, whenever it comes, we don't know. So always, so this comes out and then, you know, everyone sees that, you know, these two trees have fallen and Mother Yashoda runs to protect Krishna, whether, you know, he is safe or not. But as soon as she is going to pick up Krishna, Krishna is not coming. And then, you know, he goes to Nanda Baba and Nanda Baba says, okay, you will not go to Maya? He says, no. Tere ko khilayega kaun? Tu Baba. Tere ko pilayega kaun? Tu Baba. Tere ko nahalayega kaun? Tu Baba. Everything you will do, but then Nanda Maharaj says, okay, please forgive Yashoda and go to her because I can't take care of you. So Krishna goes. So the thing is that, you know, he depicts such a nice Leela. You know, although we spoke in a very, very brief, you know, the Leela is huge like an ocean. So, you know, Lord does, because this actually is like an advertisement campaign, you know, of Golok Vrindavan. That what is happening in Golok? Sometimes we are in this material world and we are after pleasure. You know, we want to find pleasure somehow or other, you know, from here and there and all this thing, but we don't get pleasure. Sometimes we get, sometimes we don't get. But whatever pleasure we get is not satisfying. You know, because between two pleasure there is some, you know, seed of sadness. So always some pleasure we get, there is some sadness. There is some unhappiness come. So Lord want to say that the real pleasure is there actually with me. You know, you please come. So he makes this advertisement, like, you know, this tourism department people, you know, they print nice photographs. They click nice photograph of nice places, print it, send it in various magazines and advertise that, you know, please come to this place. This place is, you know, very nice. Mysore, Ooty, Bangladesh, you know, so many places. You come for holiday resort and all these things. So similarly, the Lord's devotees, they try to go and, you know, speak about Lord. And, you know, sometimes some people, they don't understand the language of devotees. Sometimes Lord himself comes and depicts such kind of Leela, you know, to attract the heart of the devotees. So when we hear about this Leela, our heart gets attracted. And to attract this heart, you know, Lord comes. Otherwise, you know, we want to do, you know, the ultimate goal. Sometimes we think that, you know, what I want in life ultimately. I want, you know, happiness, anand. But there is no anand actually. Or whatever anand is there is very kshanik. You know, it is just flickering. It goes, so sacha anand, he says that the Lord says is actually with me. And if you come, and when we take up to Krishna consciousness, that same anand actually continues here also. Because there is no difference. Like, you know, we might be doing ordinary activity, working in office, you know, doing household work, and exactly, apparently looking at from the naked eyes, we cannot make out, you know, what a devotee does and what a non-devotee does. It looks actually parallel. But the purpose is totally different. You know, like killing. Sometimes if, you know, a thief may also kill someone, a dacoit may kill someone, and, you know, the police may also kill someone. You know, but the police is doing at the instruction of government. And he is doing for his sense gratification. So although the police might shoot somebody and kill the terrorist, you know, that is not considered as a sin. So if we dovetail all our activity in the service of Lord Krishna, understanding well that I am not this body, I am the soul, my duty is to connect with the super soul. Once we get connected, you know, that connection is established, then everything becomes Krishnaized. Like, for example, if somebody becomes local, he gets so much of benefit here. You know, he will get villa, he will get car, he will get, you produce children, you get money. You know, so much, meaning, you know, the benefit is so much. So once we, you know, we become connected to Krishna, connected to the Lord, once the connection is established, everything becomes Krishnaized. So this is actually the beauty of devotional service. The devotional service is so sublime, so uplifting, you know, so easy, that anyone can actually do it. And it doesn't require art, science, knowledge or something. You know, it is so simple, sublime, that anyone can do it actually. You know, the, like Mrigari hunter, he was actually a hunter. He used to half kill animals. He also became a devotee. And when he became devotee, he became such a devotee when he was walking. He was actually jumping at one time to offer obeisances to Narad Muni, and he saw that, what are you doing? He said that ants are there on my path. I cannot actually, you know, put my feet on the ant. Such a 180 degree change. So this is the mercy of the Lord, that, you know, if we do devotional service, and the best method of, you know, doing devotional service, particularly in this age of Kali, is chanting the name of the Lord. Because it is written in Brahmanarayade Puran that Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Eva Kevalam Kalav Nasteva 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 Gatiraneta, that there is no other way in this world to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead other than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the chanting name of the holy name of the Lord, and chanting the holy name of the Lord. And there is a Upanishad called Kali Santaran Upanishad. So Kali means this Kali Yuga, Santaran means to deliver, uplift, Upanishad means the Shastra. There is a conversation between Narad Muni and Brahmaji, and Narad Muni says that now, because this age is so much of hypocrisy and quarrel, now what will happen actually to people? Because in Satyuga, people used to do tapasya. In Treta Yuga, they will do Yajna. Then Dwapara Yuga, they will do Murti Puja and so much things, which are not practically possible in this age of Kali because of the nature. Like, you know, we can't sit for 1, 2, 3, 4 hours like this in one post. Tapasya is out of question. Yajna, not possible, because you know, they will not actually, you know, light the matchbox or, you know, the lighter. From mantra, the fire will come out. That is not possible. We can't pronounce one single sloka properly. Even if we speak, it is actually faulty. But Lord accepts it actually. That is, you know, His greatness. Archa Puja is also, you know, not possible because we don't have time. We are not so pure. So Brahmaji says that in Kali Yuga, if you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says, this 16 syllable mantra, if you chant, you will attain the same benefit of yajna which you used to attain in Satyuga, the same yajna, tapa in Satyuga, yajna in Treta Yuga, and Murti Puja, Archa Vigra in the upper yuga, you will receive actually. And this is so easy and sublime that you can chant at any time. There is no time, place and circumstances. Even if one has not taken bath, no problem. Even if somebody has died in the house, no problem. Anything has happened in the world, as long as our swas is going on, we can actually chant this mantra. And so easy, anywhere. We are cooking, we can chant. We are traveling, we can chant. We are taking bath, we can chant. Anywhere in the world, there is no time, place, circumstances. You know, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it. No, namna makari bahuda, sharva sakti. So, you know, wherever you chant it actually, there is no kal or desh, anything is not. So, this is such an easy method is given. Why? Because the age of Kali Yuga is, you know, quarrel and hypocrisy. And people are so dull, dumbfounded, that, you know, everything is actually reduced. Like, for example, previously people used to remember so many things. You know, they used to call Srutidhar. Now, I don't remember what shirt I wore yesterday. You know, I don't know the color. I forgot actually. So, this is our... We actually put so many password and we forget it actually. You know, security risk. So we really don't know actually. So many things that, you know, so many things we keep forgetting. This forgetfulness is very prominent. Then, you know, so many things have reduced actually. Our height has reduced, our sight has reduced. Everyone, you know, most of us are wearing the we have four eyes actually. So transcendent. So anyway, so everything has, you know, mercy has reduced. Now friendship, we stay we don't know next door who is, you know, our neighbor. You know, for years we stay, but we don't have so much of, you know, problems are there in this Kali Yuga. But Shukdev Goswami Maharaj says to Parikshit Maharaj, he says that Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan Asti Eva Mahan Guna Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vraja. He says that Kali Yuga is full of faults actually. It is an ocean of fault, but there is one great benediction in this age of Kali. For that even devatas wait to come in the Kali Yuga. What is that? Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vraja. That if you chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, then actually you are, you know, the swift delivery is, you know, guaranteed. You know, you are delivered in this world. So anyway, you anyway know everything actually. You know, you have come to the program, so there is nothing that, you know, we are preaching. But the only thing is that if the message is, if we take the association of devotees very, very seriously, if we take chanting of the holy name very seriously, then, you know, our life will be, you know, totally different. And we will, you know, I'm sorry if I generally don't ask directly to anyone, but you know, since you come in the program and you are our old friend, are you, meaning, you know, chanting on the beats as of now, or no. How is it?
We pray maybe every day in the morning.
Okay.
We don't chant the beats.
We don't do it.
Okay.
Chanting.
Okay. Now, what I would, you know, meaning humbly, you know, just request you that this is Kartik month, very, very auspicious, very, very important. Whatever you are doing, all, you know, your devotion is great actually. But if we can just add actually, you know, connect yoga, just put one, that if you know, we will give actually beads, so we can actually share beads.
Yeah.
Or if you have, just, you know, you can actually in this month, you can, you know, maybe, you know, from today onward, before you go to your bed, or from tomorrow, if you can chant at least, you know, two rounds or one round or whatever it possible, meaning, you know, there is no minimum, there is no maximum. But why, you know, on the bead, like, you know, some people say that I am you know, always chanting, always in my mind Krishna is there, everything is there, but still if we do endeavor, Krishna becomes very, very pleased. Like, you know, it was not that Mother Yashoda was not actually chanting, you know, or everything, but you know, whatever endeavor we put, Krishna becomes very, very easy. And this is, you know, the recommended process, that because this is mantra, and what is the exact meaning of mantra? Manah trayate iti mantra. That when we take the mantra, it actually captures our mind. You know, from Kanpur to Nagpur, you know, in between, you know, this mantra, if it is chanted, it will not go actually anywhere. Otherwise, you know, our mind roams so much, and we will feel, it is our experience actually, that as soon as you will take beats and start chanting, hundreds of thoughts will come and go, and we will not remember, you know, how many thoughts actually have passed away from our mind. And at that moment only these thoughts will come. So sometimes you feel, why chant on, you know, all these disturbances are coming. But this is actually a cleansing process. Like, for example, we have one very nice glass, transparent glass, we can see through, you know, from this side to that side I can see very, very crystal clear. But what is the problem? That below the glass, in the bottom, there is so much of kachara, you know, the dirt is there. So when we take this chammach and, you know, do like this, all the dirt actually come out, and whatever we could see through clear, crystal clear, is not visible actually. And this is nobody's meaning fault, you know, because having accepted this body, you know, so many anarthas are attached to it. You know, like if we have fallen into swimming pool, it is but natural that we will be wet. You know, we cannot avoid water since we are in swimming pool. So this Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna has stamped in Bhagavad Gita as Dukhalayam or Shashvatam. It is full of miseries. So these miseries are there. So when we take this chamach of Hare Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So all this, you know, come out actually. But no problem. You know, gradually it's a cleansing process, Cheto Darpana Marginam. But if we really chant, Krishna becomes happy. And even if sometimes, you know, we might not, you know, perfect, but Krishna sees the endeavor. He does not see. Like, for example, in the Damodar Leela, there is one incident I will tell. What happens that Krishna is bound by Mother Yashoda, and then all his Gopals, Gwalbalas, they actually come to Lord Krishna, and they see that Krishna is actually now bound. And Krishna thinks that if I am, you know, bound like this, then what will happen to my gang? I am the leader. What should we do? So Balram and all this his sakhas, they come and they say, oh Krishna, what happened to you? How come, you know? So he said, "Arey, tum log dekh kya rahe ho? Jaake maa ko bolo, mere ko chhodne ke liye na. You tell my mother that, you know, please release me." So Balram says, "Okay, I think, you know, Maya does not know who are you. I will go and tell who are you, and then mother will release you." Krishna says, "Okay, go and tell." So Balram goes and tells Maya, "But Maya, you know who is Krishna?" He says, "Who is he?" He says, "Arey, he is supreme personality of Godhead. He is Purna Purushottam Bhagwan. He is Sarva Karan Karanam Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He is actually cause of all causes, everything manifests from him. He is everyone's Ishwar, you know, everything manifests from him. Whatever this 14 planetary system, they work just because of his direction and all this thing it is." Mother says, "Huh? And who are you? Tu kone?" So he says, "I am the source of all incarnation. I am Balram. You know, I am first incarnation of Lord Krishna. From me only all the incarnations they come and they manifest. I am Sankarshan, I am this, I am that, all this thing." And mother says, "Acha? Sab avataron ko kya mere ghar pe janam lena tha? Bhag idhar se." He says, "You know, all the incarnation has to come to my house only." He says, "Run away and I'll also, you know, bind you next to him." Then Balram goes and tells Krishna that, "Yaar, prayas kiya, safalta nahi mili. You know, I tried, but I could not succeed." Krishna said, "Okay, no problem. At least you did your endeavor, I will take care. So, you know, don't worry." So Krishna sees the endeavor. If we do endeavor, then, you know, he becomes very, very happy. So it is, you know, my very humble request that if, you know, if it is not too much for you, I mean, you know, I'm sorry to ask, but if you can chant on beats particularly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, nothing like that. With these words, I will end my speaking here. Thank you very much for tolerating me. And if you have any specific question, we can discuss. Then later we'll do aarti.
You said this month.
This is actually, this has started from 5th of October, goes till 2nd of November.
Okay.
So this is, I don't know, how many days, 30 days? 2nd of November. 2nd of November. But how many days it is? Maybe 29 days or 28, whatever. So 5th of October it has started. Now today is 7th. 5th, you know, this is the third day. So 5th it has started. Till 2nd of November it will go, both days inclusive. So till this month is there. So obviously whatever is done in this month has, you know, like if you do one round, it's counted as, you know, 20 round maybe. So we get. But anyway, we should actually continue. For us, you know, meaning doesn't affect actually. You know, whether for devotee, jiva va maro, you know, whether he is alive, he is dead, he is not concerned. He is concerned about one, like, you know, Prahlad, he said to Lord Narasimha, he said that I don't mind actually staying back in this world till the time everyone actually goes back home, back to Godhead. That is what, you know, he told actually Narasimhadev. When Lord Narasimhadev asked that, you know, please ask one boon. He said, I don't want anything actually. You appeared before me, I am happy. He said, no, I want to give you. You ask. Then he says, okay, please deliver my father. And Narasimhadev laughs actually. He tells, what to speak of a father? You know, the 10 generation behind and 10 generation ahead, 21 generation and you, including you, is already delivered by me. Then he says, okay, deliver everyone, then only I will come. So, you know, Prahlad has such. So he says that I want to do service, whatever happens actually. So anyways, this is very auspicious. So, you know, we should start in this month and we should actually continue.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll end it here. Thank you once again. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudev ki, Antai Gaur Pramanandev.